Welcome back to Good News Clips. This is session number 2 of the Replacement Therapy Chart series. Please remember to take advantage of the scriptures we've suggested. They're posted next to the MP3 label or icon from which you've downloaded these audio files. As we go through the Replacement Therapy Chart, we'll repeat that we're replacing the ungodly or devilish attitudes, orientations, behaviors, character traits on the left side with godly traits that we find on the right side. And again, we'll repeat the theme of the entire series as found in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. Let's start at the top left side with Satan's lying pride. Lying pride, we've chosen that phrase. We want to emphasize the adjective of lying and pride as such as vanity. Satan, formerly Lucifer, wanted to be as or above our Creator God. Self-exaltation, self-idolization, the false god, the father of all lies. Is it a chicken and the egg question? The falsehood versus the vanity, which came first? Well, we chose to put lying as the adjective and pride as the noun, the character trait. We've also cluttered and compressed many of those types of thoughts into a small space to emphasize the types of thoughts or the compression of thoughts that race through our mind on any given day. Even if you don't think you're thinking, you are, and you're talking to yourself, yet alone others. Psychologists will often use terms and labels such as self-talk, self-dialogue, scripts, tapes that we play over and over again. We could go on. We're in the same ballpark, though, of our thought process and how we devalue ourselves with Satan's thinking, or value God and therefore value ourselves. We'll find that on the right side of the ledger. Let's go up back to the left side and run through some of these types of expressions we're going to try to replace. The overall thought of Satan is, I am above others. I am above God. I determine truth. Twisted or ignore it altogether. The denial factor. It's all relative to my conscience. My idols are God. And of course, we can sum those thoughts up with arrogance, vanity, ego, conceit, and foolish pride. For session number 2, we'll hop over to the right side of the ledger and concentrate on the character traits that we wish to replace Satan's traits with.